Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
One.
No acting here. We're on the straight and narrow, the up and up. It's Doug Steffen with Molly Page and Ken Kessler on the Good Day program at 7 after the hour. And one of the hot items today is a focus on the killer weather down in the... It isn't really the southwest. It's the south central part of our country. Going across the Mexican border from Del Rio into Ciudad Acuña. Homes destroyed, cars flung all over the place. So what's the story behind the story, Molly?
Well, Texas and Oklahoma is up the death toll now. They're saying at least 19 people have been killed from these storms that came through over the weekend and are continuing. They're expecting more bad weather today. So the flooding has continued. The rivers have gone over their banks. One of the biggest problems is the Blanco River. Especially in the town of Wimberley over the weekend, that just grew to enormous proportions, went over the banks. And like you said, homes have been swept away, people have been swept away, still so many missing as well. They're saying at least a couple dozen people could be missing. They have declared a disaster area.
Mm-hmm.
For that area. The number of people without power on Tuesday was at a high of 88,000 outages. That has now dropped down to about 25,000 customers in the Houston area. 70 homes destroyed in Hays County. About 1,400 properties damaged. They're saying possibly to the point where they can't be rebuilt. And in Houston, officials believe the number of severely damaged homes could reach 4,000.
Oof. Well, so it's the kind of weather that happens in May and June in this area. Usually dissipates by mid-June, but from late April through May, early June, it's the time of year these things sort of get set up. And it's the perfect area because the ground is flat, the humidity, the way that the weather comes over the Rocky Mountains and comes up from the Gulf. There are collisions, and that's really what creates all this, air collisions. And so it's a perfect setup for disaster.
Yeah, and I know you hate the term historic.
I do. I don't hate, but I don't like it.
Oh, that's right. You don't like hate either. Okay, yeah. so you don't like the word historic, so I'll use biblical because I know how much
biblical,
you like that one.
Yes. Is it really? It's an exaggeration. It's a bad storm.
Well,
it's a bad
Houston
system.
International Airport, Intercontinental, I should say, mm-hmm. smashed its all-time record for the most rainfall in one day. That was on Monday with over 4 inches. That's almost double the previous milestone, and that was set in 1946.
Only so, 4 inches? We had 4 inches of rain here in the Northeast during a storm. I think it's more than that, isn't it? I don't know that. I'm not necessarily trying to correct you. 4 inches of rain in a day doesn't seem like a lot.
That's what
NBC 4 inches in an hour would be a lot. The Blanco River went up 26 feet.
Yeah.
And was it an hour or a day?
This is at the airport. At the airport in one day, according to NBC. It's not the first time NBC's exaggerated about something.
No.
That's what they're reporting. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I misspoke.
Brian Williams reporting.
That's right. Brian Williams is there. He's in a gyrocopter.
So with rain hammering part of the Gulf Coast and flooded byways and highways in big cities like Houston and Austin getting really slammed hard, the now deadly storm moving east, though, potentially could bring the same type of dangerous road conditions to your community. Do you know what to do if you're faced with dangerous flooded streets? How about we listen to this update from Brian Osich?
Flooded streets and fast-moving water can bring any city to a standstill, but some motorists ignore the calls for caution and drive through the floodwaters anyway. Chevrolet's James Bell says the best idea is to turn around.
If you see a barricade, it's there for a reason. Don't drive around it. It's hard to tell how deep the water of a flooded street really is. The average vehicle can be swept away in as little as 12 inches of water, and that includes pickups and SUVs.
Over half of all flooded-related drownings happen when a vehicle is driven into hazardous flood water.
These types of deaths are preventable. Drivers need to know that flooded roads can collapse underneath them, or they can be swept away by a strong current after exiting a vehicle. If that happens, items traveling downstream can trap or even crush you.
And what if you must drive?
Driving through flooded areas is a bad idea, but if you have no choice, estimate the depth of the water based on the cars driving ahead of you and go at a slow and steady pace.
For more information, go to Chevrolet.com. That's 0 to 60 from Chevrolet. I'm Brian Usach.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
You'll get more floor for less money at Lumber Liquidators with incredible deals on over 400 beautiful full warranty floors from just 49 cents. This week at 5-inch wide pre-finished oak hardwood for under a buck and gorgeous split strand bamboo for $229. It's easy to install and two times harder than red oak. Plus, save as much as 45% on high quality laminate and vinyl wood plank and get 12 month special financing. Get more floor for less money with unbelievable deals on top quality hardwood. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store near you.
With CudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get CudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to CudaSign.com.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press pause. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited-time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-489-1569. That's 800-489-1569.
You need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family. And the way to do that is to use Cedarside. C-E-D-A-R-C-I-D-E. Cedarside has your non-toxic answer to the problem of bugs that are in your house. Bed bugs, for example. Mosquitoes. Fleas. Ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, all those gross, ugly, horrible things that only their mothers can love. Can you imagine a tick? You think ticks have mothers? Must have mothers, right? Ever think about that? Does a tick have, is a flea?
They have to have someone.
Have a mother. How do they come into the world? Does a scorpion have a mother? A roach. That name even, right?
Roaches. Yeah.
Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, your lawn insect-free and chemical-free. So here's how you find out more about Cedarside. Cedarside.com. Cedarside.com. Or use the coupon code Doug when you call 800-842-1464. I think you can use that code either by calling 800-842-1464 to get free shipping, or when you go online to cedarside.com. Use your friend Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. Got it? Get it? Hooray. Here's some good news. I always love these good news stories. Ready?
Ready.
A girl in Iowa, 13 years old, called a hero by police over the weekend after she saved her brother from an alleged abduction attempt. Family in Ames, Iowa. Teenage girl woke up to some commotion in the basement in her home. She heard her brother yelling for help and found a suspect pulling the boy, who's 10 years old, through a basement window. So she approached the suspect from the front yard. The suspect let go of the small boy and took off. Apparently, the suspect struck the boy in the face a couple of times. The boy was hospitalized for minor injuries, bloody nose, that sort of thing. Pretty traumatized. Can you imagine? 10-year-old?
Wow.
Suspect identified as 17-year-old Aluk Aluk of Ames, Iowa, located by police, taken into a facility for mental health evaluation. He was in a medical facility a day or so ago, and then was taken into custody. So the hero here is the young teenager, according to the police. He wouldn't have known anything about this had it not been for her getting involved. So even though it's a lousy story, this guy apparently had gone into the house. He knew the house. He knew these people. And he had been there, seen some things that he wanted to steal. So he went into the house through the basement. Apparently, this youngster sleeps in the basement. He woke up. He saw this guy. Rather than leave him there to, quote-unquote, squeal on him, he decided to take him with him. Why he decided to bring him through the window instead of out the bulkhead door, maybe is a question for. But it's in these circumstances, a couple of things get highlighted. The girl, for thinking on her feet at 13, that's pretty good. But the fact that she had to deal with this, what does this do to the 10-year-old and the 13-year-old in terms of their later life? Do you know how easily traumatized youngsters are at this age when something like this happens? It really seems to me that we, I don't know how do you not deal with this sort of thing? It's something that happens. But, the good and the bad in this is that this girl, the better part of the story is that she thought for herself and therefore took care of her little brother in a way that she never thought probably she was going to take care of her little brother. Got it?
Yeah.
Get it? You know what I missed? This is sort of, I'm trying to set a tone here. I wanted to congratulate last week a 17-year-old Canadian teenager who invented a system to keep germs from getting to people in an airplane and wherever they may be, school, big buildings, that sort of thing. Can you imagine? This is a teenager that won a prize for inventing a way to keep airborne germs from spreading, those specifically on planes. His name is Raymond Wang. He got a $75,000 prize last week in the world's largest high school science competition. As the end of the school year came about, focus was on an invention that corrals germs on airplanes. The ventilation system he invented cuts the number of germs by 5,000%, while nearly tripling the amount of fresh air in the cabin, and it costs $1,000 a plane to install it. This kid's going to be a cajillionaire, right? Wouldn't you want to know that the plane that you were on wasn't there? That's one of a plane is one of the biggest germ buckets in the world. Whenever I get sick, colds and sore throats and stuff, it's always because somebody sneezed on me on a plane. So this keeps the air clear and clean. Good. Congratulations to those two teenagers. They're winners on Good Day 21 After the Hour.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
You can help your mentor.
All right, let's get started here with a couple of visions, if you will. Notice, Kenny, how clever I am going from visions to the videos of the day, both yesterday and today, worth our attention. Video yesterday brought to us by Ken Kessler's mom, at least sort of. It's a lesson to be careful what you click on when you're on Facebook, especially when you use it from your phone. The video that Ken's mom accidentally shared, this is our video today, is from blues singer Candy Kane. It's called The Reason That You Drink. Crank this up there, Kara.
I'm the reason why you drink.
You got to see the video. The audio is good. It's cool. But the video is better. So when you first saw this, did you call your mother? What did you
do? I laughed when I first saw it.
She sent it to you.
No, she just posted it on Facebook.
Oh, really?
She just got Facebook recently on her phone.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to share things. If you're on Facebook on your computer, there are several steps to go through. But if you're on your phone, I think it might be two clicks and it's shared.
Uh-huh.
And she was trying to listen to this and accidentally shared it on her page, so everybody knows that she's the reason that we all drink.
There you go. Oh my God, that's funny. All right, speaking of technology, I had Bluetooth put on my new car last night by my assistant. And it was a wonderful experience. Never had that before. And it was fun using it, sort of for the first time. Although I don't know that it's always so clear. People call me all the time with these sorts of calls. And I've never, syncing it and putting it in. Not, I wouldn't have figured it out myself, but she'd be hollering at me because I called her my assistant just for fun. Anyway, it's one of those tools. It's kind of fun to have as we become much more technologically astute, as your mother obviously is. If she could pull that off, that's cool. Your mother's cool, generally speaking, right?
I think so.
Good. All right, today's video of the day is from the folks at Mindful Schools. Shows children explaining what it means to be angry, what makes them angry, and what they do to calm down and get rid of their anger.
You could probably learn a lot from this.
I get mad when my brother hits me a lot.
I don't like it when you say you don't want to play with me.
When I'm mad, my brain can get a headache and it can start hurting.
Your blood keeps pumping because you're, like, really mad. And you start to get sweaty because you're getting really, really mad. And then when you start getting really mad, you turn red.
When your body can't really control yourself, mad just takes over your body. I just get out of control.
It's kind of like if you had a jar and then the jar would be your brain and then you put glitter in the jar and that would be how you would feel. Like, if you shook up the jar and the glitter went everywhere, that would be how your mind looks. And it's like spinning around and then you don't have any time to think.
And you sometimes punch stuff and people when you don't really mean it.
When I get angry, I feel it in my heart.
I really don't like when I get angry.
The amygdala really reacts, but the prefrontal cortex tries to keep it down.
When I like feel like I want to, you know, get really angry and yell, I just like sometimes, you know, like take deep breath.
Like first you find a place where you can be alone, then you find some way to relax and calm down.
How about that for
when I need to calm
penetrating
down,
a thoughtful way to start the day? That's the video of the day. Check it out at DougStefan.com, 28 after.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Mother Jones is David Korn and the National Review's Rich Lowry. Coming right up, did Jeb Bush hit just a speed bump or a brick wall? When he couldn't answer initially the question about whether he would have invaded Iraq like his brother did.
Get out to the forest. And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole real flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo!
Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for David Korn and Rich Lowry. It took Jeb Bush four tries to answer the question whether he would have invaded Iraq. Is this just a blip in a long race?
I don't quite believe him when he says he misheard it. I think he heard the version of the question that he had an answer for and was comfortable talking about. Because when he was actually asked the question again and couldn't mistake it, he didn't want to answer. And it took a couple of days to get the answer out of him, which is a sign that in this area, and I'm sure there'll be others as well, his relationship with his brother does inhibit him from saying what most people would take to be the correct answer.
Well, I think, Mark, it certainly will be used in ads to come. This was the one question that he knew was coming, the one subject he knew how to handle. He bungled it, and I can see other candidates on the Republican side, long before you get to a general with Hillary, raising this. Well, you said that you would do it again, and then it took you three answers to change your position. So I don't think it's going away.
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with David Korn of Mother Jones and Rick.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Lollipops and roses be on your day. I'm Doug Steffen with my share of good things, lots to be thankful for. Hopefully you start your day thinking about the things you have to be thankful for. I'm thankful for the help that Ken Kessler brings to this program and Molly Page, who is bringing us up to date. I want to know more about something going on at Monsanto in a second from Molly. You know how they... What an interesting target I find them to be. The Department of Justice wants to overhaul the Cleveland Police Department. There were protests after that officer's acquittal, Mr. Brelo, and one happened in the same place, but not necessarily related specifically to the other. The Department of Justice recommendations came sort of coincidental to the results of that trial, which is sort of an interesting thing. Some of you may be just coming back, landing on planet Earth after you spent the weekend gone. Maybe you went away last Thursday, make a long weekend, and you just came back today. So the adjustment here for you knowing what's going on. The thing that you may find most interesting today, a story at DougSteffen.com, trending on Good Day, the fact that criminals have used the IRS website to steal data on more than 100,000 people. Oh, goody. How are you going to know if you're on that list? The IRS will inform you, right, Molly, in the next week or so?
You know, they didn't give a time frame.
Well, they didn't
inform people. They just said that they will let the people know whose information has been compromised. They'll let them know.
Take their own sweet time, eh?
Well, you know, what's interesting, especially about this, is that in order for the criminals to have accessed the information, they already had to have a lot of information on the people information they accessed. Does that make any sense? They already kind of had to know their social security number, date of birth.
They'd already stolen that information.
Really?
Yeah. So that's how they then accessed their information through the IRS.
How'd they steal it?
You know, I don't know that, but I can tell you that for the first time, I was in a parking structure at a mall the other day, and I used my credit card on the way out. You know, you're driving out. Yeah. You push it in, you take it out, it takes $2 off.
Right.
Within 4 hours, someone had charged $3,000 on my credit card buying online things. So they could have had a little scanner placed in there and gotten my card information. The bank is the one that called me and said, "We know you're broke. How's this happening?" So that was the first time that's ever happened to me, but it can happen anywhere, apparently, and now with the IRS.
Heavens.
So, in my case, the bank put a stop to it. So
I had that happen last year. I've had it happen 3 or 4 times, but not as big as this. One of my credit cards was hacked, and the person who took the information charged $9,000 worth of audio video equipment to the card in Chicago.
Oh.
And that was about a year ago at this time. So the bank paid the $9,000, but they limited whatever could be charged to my credit cards to $1,000 a day. So if I wanted to, if I want to spend more than $1,000 on something, I got to pay for it, which is not a bad thing, actually. But through no fault of, I mean, this is the thing. People say, I didn't have anything to do with that. I was just a victim. Yeah, that's the way the system is. You're an innocent victim. Yeah, okay, that's fine. But how much is the bank going to stand behind you? I was pleased that my bank paid the $9,000. I'm sure they have insurance for this sort of thing. But by the same token, hello, how much are they going to stick their neck out? This stuff is rampant. You get this sort of identity theft. So you're a victim. Kenny, you ever been a victim to this?
No, I have not. Luckily.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so having said all of that, Monsanto in the news again. Molly, would you bring us up to date with the latest in there?
Yes, there's an annual march against Monsanto, and it took place over the weekend. 428 cities across 38 countries. Activists were out there trying to raise awareness over the potential dangers of agrochemical giants like Monsanto and their genetically modified seeds. Most of what they want more urban farming, more organic farming, sustainable food, but they really want the labeling that shows you whether GMOs are used. This was a really big deal, and it didn't really get a lot of mainstream media coverage this year. It did last year.
I don't know why that is.
And the year before, there's a lot of thoughts on this on Twitter, thinking that, you know, the big, you know, major news companies have to pay their bills, and Monsanto advertises on a lot of them.
No.
So
you think that would really happen? That the news media would be affected by their advertisers? Come on.
Yeah, that's the conspiracy theory.
No.
But it was really interesting to
go
online and see, you know, thousands of people gathered at some of these marches, different signs, hell no GMO, fresh food for
hell
all.
Hell no GMO, hell no GMO,
like
hell no GMO.
Yeah. I'm not a science project. no more poison. I'm GM over it. Was one T-shirt that was up there. And what was also interesting was the dynamics of these marches, the age ranges, really from millennials all the way up to 50 Shades of Grey out there.
Right. So if Monsanto really wanted to do something to help us out,
Yes, I understood what you said this time.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Perhaps they ought to attack some of the following problems. This is really from the Did You Know and Do You Care department. Those of us who have gardens, those of us who have farms, those of us who have lawns, do you know what you're up against when it comes to weeds? I was talking about Cedarside earlier. Do you know that with the average giant ragweed plant, 10,000 seeds are reproduced with each plant? Do you know what ragweed is?
No, but it sounds like a great name for a band.
It's, well, it might be. It's a tall and very thick weed that comes up late in the season. And it goes to seed about the time of the first frost. So as the wind comes along, blows all those seeds around, more plants are established. If you get at it early in the season, it won't grow, but you got to get it early. And if you get at it in August, September, all those seeds. Can you imagine that? 10,000 seeds a plant. Water hemp. Another common weed. Each of their plants nets 35,000 seeds per plant. Amaranth, 600,000 seeds per plant. Some of these seeds survive 5-6 years. So that's why the fields that are not used grow up in all of these weeds. And the weeds become more weeds and weeds and weeds and weeds and weeds and weeds. So why can't Monsanto do something? I suppose you could probably spray Roundup on these weeds and get rid of them.
Well, that was part of the protest of the carcinogens, they believe, that are in Roundup.
Roundup's bad stuff. Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But a lot of farmers who are listening swear by it because it makes it better for the plants to grow. That is, the corn or soybeans, whatever is being grown on the land, this gets rid of any problem they have with the weeds. But they're not thinking about the end results as much. And Monsanto's certainly not going to tell you that. You see Roundup ads all over the place. All over the place, at this time of year especially.
And also the trouble with Monsanto and the GMOs is that they own the seeds. They own the genetic makeup of these seeds. Tell me if this is right, because I've read a couple articles on this, and I've never actually talked to a farmer like you about it. But if they own these, and a farmer buys them, and he uses these seeds, which can also blow onto other people's property, then he can no longer use his seeds. He has to continuously buy Monsanto seeds.
The idea they're trying to control the way what better business is there than control the food supply of the entire planet?
Exactly.
And that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do. And farmers who have there's a way to track. They've now been able to track. You buy a seed, you have to sign an agreement. This is how I'm going to use the seed. It has to be destroyed. The plants have to be destroyed in X number of weeks after they're used, like corn. When it's all the plants have been harvested, you got 2 weeks to get rid of the corn to either plow it under, chop it up, whatever it is, or they'll come after you.
So one corporation could, in fact, control the entire world's food supply.
Yeah. There you go. Unga bunga.
Right. Well said.
Yeah, thank you. So in a moment, some reaction. Yesterday we talked about this fellow who had been freed from death row. There's a lot of response to that, and I'll give you a couple of bits and pieces of that. Plus, Kenny has some other things that we're following on Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Would you say the number one thing was the FIFA thing today, right?
That's number one on Twitter.
On Twitter. And so the quick roundabout with that is FIFA is the soccer organization, and a number of people have been corralled in a $100 million scandal, Molly, right? Supposedly bribes, corruption, all that stuff.
Yeah, they were arrested in Switzerland, and there'll be a press conference later today to talk about the charges.
If you are a construction owner, yesterday I had lunch with a very interesting guy, who buys and sells construction equipment. He thinks Iron Planet does the best job around of moving construction equipment because of the ethical way in which they look over and inspect the equipment that's for sale on their website and at their auctions. So if you are a construction person and you're looking for some new equipment, new used equipment, like an excavator, maybe a wheel loader, a truck, trailer, whatever, compactors, military surplus trucks, man, do I have a... I've got a great old, what they call deuce and a half. They have a manure spreader on. What a great truck. See that thing go up and down the road? It's an Army truck. Army surplus, old 1960s truck that I put a manure spreader on the back of. It's very cool. Not too many people get excited about something like that, but it's a cool piece of equipment. I should post a picture of it, Kenny, on our Facebook page. Anyway, there is an insurance, comes from Iron Planet, Ironclad Assurance, a guarantee that what you see on the inspection report is actually what you get. Don't miss this huge two-day auction tomorrow and Friday. There are 2,200 items on sale. You can preview them at ironplanet.com. You can see what's there, decide what you might like to have, and then bid on the items that you want, all from your mobile device. Text the word LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511-511. Registration is on ironplanet.com. Doesn't cost you anything to register. So get your registration and bid. Text the word LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511-511. See all the items in Iron Planet's giant May auction. Check it out today before the auction begins tomorrow. Text the word LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511-511. Iron Planet's huge May auction starts tomorrow.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
As an extension of the Love Your Curls movement, Dove Hair has launched a new book, Love Your Curls, to inspire confidence in women and young girls. Here to tell us more about it, author and best-selling novelist, Taye Selassie.
When Dove Hair discovered that women and girls with curly hair tend to feel less confident, they were inspired to act. Love Your Curls is a poetic tribute to curly hair that is intended to represent and inspire curly girls of all ages. Dove Hair is committed to creating a world where beauty is a source of confidence, not anxiety, and believes that all women can set a positive example for the next generation by expressing their own beauty with confidence. Over the course of the Love Your Curls movement, Dove Hair received thousands of stories, photos, and messages of celebration from women with curly hair. These stories from real women directly inspired the Love Your Curls book, and the hope is that it will be shared with curly girls everywhere to empower them to love their natural curls.
Download it for free at dove.com/loveyourcurls and dedicate it to a curly girl in your life.
Bobby, you're here again!
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dub Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
If you are a sports fan, only one place to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. You need a reason? I'll give you three. Basketball, hockey, and playoffs. Every dunk, every slap shot, all the way up to the championship. And if that's not enough for you, they have new limited-time-only barbecue-inspired food and cocktails at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. So, comments from the discussion yesterday of this gentleman who was in jail for 28 years, Alabama's death row, Ray Hinton, his name. He was found not guilty and has been released for the killing of two people in 1985 they didn't do. Alan responds, where's all the death row supporters here to complain about how long it takes us to kill these criminals? Even now, after they tried murdering him and breaking his mind in isolation, he still isn't bitter. He's a better man than most of the fake religionists today. That's interesting, huh? Imagine a guy like that that's not bitter, though, under the circumstances. Could you go through that and not be bitter?
Well, he says he doesn't want to carry. He doesn't want to carry the hate or the bitter.
Yeah.
Now that he's free, he just wants to be free of everything.
Good for him. Monsanto comments, Kenny. Facebook.com/good day. Twitter at good day.
Gary says, Monsanto cares not about a few non-reported rallies when they own the leaders already in every nation in the world.
They sure do. I remember something in Forbes magazine a couple of years ago. Steve Forbes made it the company of the year and the CEO the leader of the year. I was disgusted. And I love Steve Forbes and I love Forbes magazine, but man, did that disgust me. What else?
Deborah says, Monsanto is like the tobacco industry 40 years ago, denying their products cause cancer.
Ah, that's a great one. Yeah, that is true. All right, what else? One quickie more?
Valerie says, when natural DNA of the food supply is manipulated, the DNA of your body is manipulated. Why are we letting this happen?
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now, 53 past the hour. Now, time for Tech Talk on Good Day. Now, we bring Greg Stebbin into the case, into the focus. He's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, with a focus on that IRS fiasco that people are talking about today. We'll get to that, plus the Snapchat is in the news. So the whys and the wherefores of that just after these words on Good Day.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press pause. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty responsive.
All right, so Greg Stebbin is here with us on Good Day, the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. The IRS is embarrassed today because someone has hacked into their website and found the names of 104,000 people due refunds. How
did you notice that's 10:40?
Oh, you know, I didn't even think about that. Clever of you to see that. Good for you. 10:40, over and out. All right. Yeah. So there, maybe there's a conspiracy here that we haven't quite figured out yet.
Yes, it's also like the like your 10:40 form. So there's a real. So you know, technically speaking, whoever the perpetrator is, they did not hack into the IRS database to do that, and that's an important part of the story to understand. What these criminals did was collect personal information about people from other sources, social security numbers, what kind of car you drive, the name of your dog, where you went to high school, things like that. And then they took the information that they compiled in other sources, probably from purchased databases, and then they applied that information to a screen at the IRS to get people's tax transcripts. So they technically didn't hack into the IRS database, which is probably why, frankly, when I looked at the story, I thought, oh, it means the security measures are working to some degree because the number of people who were hit was so small. It could have been in the millions.
Huh. So you see a silver lining to this.
Well, not if you're one of those 104,000 people. But the truth is there is no fail-safe process or system. And in this case, the fact that it's a small number, when these kinds of attacks can be automated, this could have been 20 million or 40 million or 100 million people. It wasn't. It was 104,000 people. Mm-hmm. That's not very many people. And the number of people where they actually got bogus tax refunds was even smaller. It was 15,000 people.
Always look on.
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean that something bad didn't happen, but these kinds of things are going to continue to happen, and the best we can do is to contain them. This one was contained.
All right, good. Snapchat is moving into the entertainment business, according to the 24-year-old CEO, Evan Spiegel. What are they trying to do?
Well, first of all, to say they're moving into the entertainment industry is pretty funny, because I think they're in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, what else is Snapchat?
Yeah, they're using us to generate content to entertain each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've hired a TV executive to come in, and frankly, they're being very close-mouthed about what this entertainment executive is going to do. I am wondering if they're going to create content that is designed to titillate you very quickly and then disappear. Look, they've been very successful at what they've done. They're either going to dramatically break the model, or they're going to figure out a way to make entertainment content, original entertainment content, that does exactly what Snapchat has always done. We're going to have to wait and see, but at the end of the day, if you ask why, it's all about the money.
Maybe we should have the theme from Mission Impossible playing under us, because it disappears in 10 seconds.
It will self-destruct.
Now, Snapchat goes away quicker than that, right?
I think it's 6 seconds.
6 seconds,
yeah,
right.
Pretty quick.
All right. A couple of technology items of interest. The IRS story has a better twist on it than we thought before. Greg Stebbin here with Doug.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.